Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An explosion in the German city of Ansbach near Nuremberg has killed a suspected bomber and injured 10 other people. It was the fourth violent incident in Germany in a week and came as the country is still on the edge after the killing of 9 people by an 18-year-old gunman in Munich on Friday. Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton speaks with VOA about how these kinds of attacks can be prevented.
Germany, of course, is asking itself what it should do about its gun laws. This teenager purchased his Glock pistol through the dark web, through that hidden section of the internet used for criminal transactions. But police are trying to see whether that could be helped. I think the more obvious line of inquiry is to see what could be done with mental health interventions, and that's a struggle in every country. No country gets this completely right.
German investigators say the teenage gunman in Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. A militant group that has waged war against the Nigerian government over the country's vital oil sector said it is holding talks with Abuja on ending a wave of attacks on oil and gas facilities in the Niger Delta. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, said Sunday it is preliminary talks aimed at finding solutions on the future of the region. Men signed a 2009 amnesty agreement with the government in exchange for cash as well as job training, but another group, the Niger Delta Avengers, responsible for recent attacks, said it is not part of the dialogue. Militants have been demanding a greater share of the oil wealth from the impoverished Niger Delta region. This is VOA News. Members of Turkey's ruling and main opposition parties came together in a rally in support of democracy and to condemn the bloody coup attempt on July 15th. The rally held under tight supervision Sunday in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square was called for by Turkey's largest opposition group, the Secular Republican People's Party. They were joined by other opposition parties and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Islamic Justice and Conservative Party, the AKP, which has ruled Turkey since 2002. President Erdogan, who escaped capture and possible death in the attempted coup, has declared a state of emergency that enables him to sign laws to help identify supporters of the failed coup, during which at least 246 people were killed and more than 2,000 injured. Turkish authorities have investigated, detained, or suspended more than 60,000 civil servants, judges, police, soldiers, and teachers in the past week on suspicion of being associated with the coup attempt. The International Olympic Committee, has decided against banning all Russian teams from competing in next month's Olympic Games over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. IOC President Thomas Bach.
The international sports federations will carry out an individual analysis of each athlete's anti-doping record, taking into account only reliable international tests. That means Russian tests cannot be taken into consideration.
And in Moscow on Sunday, Russian sports minister Vitaly Mutko voiced relief that the IOC did not impose a countrywide ban. This year's Summer Olympics will be held in Rio de Janeiro starting August 5th. VOA will have complete coverage. British cyclist Chris Froome successfully defended his Tour de France title on Sunday and has now won the multi-stage race 3 times in the past 4 years. Fleur Howard Griffin and her husband watched Froome come across the finishing line on Paris's Champs-Élysées.
A machine. Yeah, well, he's won most of the stages, I think, so far. I was here when he won last year as well, so I think you could say he's a machine. He's almost like Lance Armstrong, but without the drugs.
Kenyan born Froome held a lead for more than 4 minutes over Frenchman Romain Bardet heading into the 21st and final, largely ceremonial stage in Paris. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.